It's Eyes on the Game with Helen Yee, the only female sports host in Las Vegas. Go online to HelenMYee.com and follow on Twitter at Helen Yee Sports on NBC Sports 920 The Game.
What's going on, everyone? I'm so happy to be here today because I've been waiting for this day in particular to come around I've been counting down since, when did I make that post, Bobby, about LeBron James? Since Saturday. Yes. So, and since then, I have to say, I've been getting an overwhelming amount of messages and comments, which isn't a bad thing. And I appreciate everyone who does interact with me on social media. That's kind of the point of social media, right? To just talk to each other. But man, it is getting some people pretty angry. And I will let you know what I said if you're not already following me on social media, what I said about LeBron James, because clearly some people may have taken it the wrong way. But I want to hear from you. Who do you think is the greatest NBA player of all time? And you can always call into the show, 702-365-9200. The phone lines will be open the entire show, but unfortunately, I won't be talking about LeBron the entire show because...
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, because otherwise Bobby would really hate me.
Not at all. I'd just be bored out of my mind. I'm already bored.
Wow. Okay. I'm just going to go run away now. And
no, I just
crawl
all I've
into,
heard. I've,
crawl
all,
back
all
into
I've
my
heard
box.
All day today is LeBron, 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 LeBron. Jesus, just anything but LeBron.
Yeah, which is why I won't be talking about LeBron until the very end of the show. And I know out there I said I would discuss everything on the show today, but like I said, we're here in Vegas and we kind of have a really good hockey team called the Vegas Golden Knights, and congratulations to them. They have made the Western Conference Finals. They shut out the Sharks to advance on Sunday, May 6th, and they won the series 4-2. Congrats on a great series. I personally thought that series in general and in terms of like competitiveness, it was more exciting to me than their series against the Kings, but they will be playing against the winner of Nashville and Winnipeg, which I thought maybe we would get an idea after yesterday when they played, but unfortunately not, because Nashville won yesterday. So their game 7 isn't until Thursday, May 10th. So 2 more days of waiting to see who Vegas plays next, but you don't have to wait any longer, though, for the Western Conference Finals schedule, because Game 1 has been announced. It will take place, and they just released the schedule about like an hour and a half ago. But Game 1 takes place on Saturday. Yep, this upcoming Saturday. I've had so many people ask me. May 12th. Wait, why that noise?
Because I'm going to be going to see Anthrax on Saturday, which means I'm going to be standing in the mosh pit at the Brooklyn Bowl with my phone trying to keep an eye on the scores while I'm trying not to get killed.
Got it. Okay.
Well, so disappointed. I was really rooting for a Sunday game 1, but what are you going to do?
Well, I hope that you remain safe.
Oh, I'll be fine. I'm an old guy. I know how to handle those things.
But
it's just going to be rough doing it with one hand while I'm trying to do the phone thing with the other one, you know.
But game 2, though, takes place on Monday, May 14th. So games 1 and 2, I mean, there's a bit of a change for the finals because they're not playing at home for the first 2 games. They don't have home ice advantage. I know some people are asking me how, why, weren't they number 1 in the Pacific? But
it's all a matter of the points you
get
during the regular season.
Yes. And regardless of who wins on Thursday, whether it's Nashville or Winnipeg, either way, The Golden Knights are starting off on the road. So Saturday, May 12th, it is 4 p.m. Pacific time. And then Monday for game two, it is 5 p.m. Pacific time. The entire schedule is on lvsportsnetwork.com. I just posted it.
The first four games, actually.
Yeah, well,
I don't think they have the time for 5, 6, and 7 yet.
Well, did you know game five is on Sunday, May 20th at Nashville, 12 p.m. Game six, Tuesday, May 22nd at T-Mobile Arena, 6 p.m. And game seven, Thursday, May 24th at Nashville or Winnipeg, 5 p.m. And games three would be next Wednesday here at home, mm-hmm. and game four next Friday here at home. And if you kind of forgot what I already said about the schedule, once again, the entire schedule on lvsportsnetwork.com, as well as for those wondering and following the Eastern Conference Finals, I have that schedule on the site as well, just to keep everyone updated so you can follow along.
You want to make note also, those Game 3 and Game 4 that are being played here in Vegas, special start times, those are going to be 5 o'clock start times.
Yes.
Just so you know, so you plan ahead. Those of you going out to the game, those of you lucky enough to get tickets, you're going to want to plan ahead. Those are 5 o'clock puck drops. You're going to want to get there early.
Correct. Yes. Listen to Bobby. Don't always listen to Bobby, but for this, you can. Okay. Yeah. So, speaking of Golden Knights, I'm going to take a quick break since I literally ran here, and it's kind of hot outside. But when I get back this morning after the morning skate, there were media scrums with Nate Schmidt, David Perron, Ryan Reeves, and Alex Tuck, and just kind of getting their thoughts and, I mean, who they want to play next and kind of breaking down their opponents in whether it's Nashville or Winnipeg. But the good thing is, you know, I like how the schedule this time has already been released, even though there's still a game seven that has to take place, but it kind of beats waiting until finding out the winner before we see the schedule, right?
Well, yeah, it totally helps with the planning.
Yeah, unlike round two.
Oh, yeah, I know. That was brutal.
Yeah, that we that literally, oh, I God. Think everyone was like, wait, is there a game tomorrow? But no one knows.
Of course, I'm sitting here forgetting how to run the game. You know, it's like been so long, I figure which buttons I'm supposed to press.
Exactly. So, yeah, anyway, all that, lvsportsnetwork.com. When I head back from the break, I do have the media scrum with the Golden Knights. And then before I know, I get to the exciting part, right, of LeBron and basketball and everything involving who the greatest, quote-unquote greatest is, I have some LV Aces, Las Vegas Aces. They played their inaugural preseason game, their exhibition one, on Sunday as well. So I'll be playing interviews with Asia Wilson and Sequoia Holmes. And then I'll talk some boxing and UFC 224 before the LeBron news. But you can always call in to the show. Let me know how you really feel about who the best is. 702-365-9200. Phone lines will be open the entire show, or tweet me at Helen Yee Sports. We'll be right back from this quick break. You're listening to Eyes on the Game.
Now back to Eyes on the Game with Helen Yee, the only female sports host in Las Vegas. Go online to HelenMYee.com and follow on Twitter at Helen Yee Sports on NBC Sports 920 The Game.
What's going on, everyone? Also, though, I have to give a shout out to all my listeners and followers and supporters. You guys are so awesome, and sometimes I feel like I don't say thank you enough or express my gratitude, or other times people tell me I say thank you too much. But at the end of the day, I've received not only on, you know, the LeBron thing, but in general, like an overwhelming a number of like comments, like supportive comments and love, especially the past few days. And again, if you follow me on Twitter at Helen Yee Sports, you know what's going on. So I just want to say thank you so much. I love you guys. And again, I mean, this show, as much as I would love to debate about LeBron the whole time, but I mean, here in Vegas, you know, I'm born and raised here. We got our, and we, as in Las Vegas, have, you know, our major league team, and in its historic inaugural year already, the Vegas Golden Knights. So I would feel kind of, you know, bad, like, if I didn't give them the spotlight and the attention that they deserve. And obviously everyone's giving it to them, giving them hopefully, I mean, a lot of love, or even bandwagon fans. I've heard that some people, especially after the Penguins lost, they were like, you know what? I want to jump on the Vegas Golden Knights bandwagon. And I'm sure Vegas locals, from what I know, I mean, the more the merrier, I guess, you know, we welcome you. Since obviously there aren't many teams left, but again, being a native here, this is everything that I've ever wished for since I was like 8 years old. And since I was an athlete growing up here and wanting a major league team here. So I'm super stoked about that. So anyway, about LeBron, I will be talking about that towards the end of the show. And that conversation will be an ongoing conversation. And I will write an article. I will post a video. I'll stay interactive on social media. And you can always call in 702-365-9200 to let me know who you think the greatest basketball player is. But speaking of great, great teams this year, hockey, the Vegas Golden Knights moving on to the Western Conference Finals. So this morning after their morning skate, I do have the media scrum with Nate Schmidt, David Perron, Ryan Reeves, and Alex Tuck.
I know that I must have been the problem in Washington.
Clearly.
Called some of the guys last night to wish them congratulations, and that was the overwhelming response that I was given. That's when I gave them. I thought it was pretty funny. Well, for me in general, it's just like a lot of guys, things had to shuffle out. You know, for me to be in the position that I'm in today, and didn't start this way, you know, the first couple games, but it's funny how things kind of fall into place as the year goes along. You know, right after the preseason, I don't think Carly and Skitty and Marchie played together at all during the preseason. They just kind of fell together. That line just kind of fell together and just kind of ran with it. That's kind of the way I'd like to say that for my season as well.
I mean, do you feel like, obviously it happens in the playoffs, you know, me as media, you start to notice, okay, a defenseman maybe has a good series against such a line or something.
Yeah.
That's when you start to get recognition. But do you feel like, you know, maybe that'll start to happen a little bit for you?
Hey, as long as we keep flying under the radar as defensemen, that means we're doing our job. You know, and I think, you know, it kind of goes to our goaltender has been playing really well, and I just think that as a group, we've been solid as a group, as a group of six. I think that's been our MO all year, and being able to, you know, I think the games that we have struggled in are games that RD haven't played as well in, and I think that's just kind of that kickstarts our offenses from our back end.
So George said yesterday that when he signed you out of Minnesota that you were quiet as a church mouse.
Yeah.
And we all said,
yeah,
like,
no, he's right.
Really?
I didn't say much. I don't open up until I get to know people.
Okay.
Then I really, then it's kind of you open that can of worms and you know what I mean? Then it's your own fault. But, yeah, I don't know. It was just, I didn't want to, really, you know, get on any of the older guys. I just want to kind of just follow around and see what's what. And then kind of once you kind of get comfortable, then it's all over.
We'll just talk about a next man up mentality. Have you ever been a part of a team that has been so deep and has had this capability for a guy like Ryan Reeves or Lucas Pisa to just step in and really play a great game?
Yeah, it's just a seamless transition. And that's what's been, I think, so cool about our group all year is we've had that ability to, you know, someone goes down, a guy comes in, and there really isn't a transition period. It's just pop in and be ready to run. And I think that's something that's goes to show you about our group. I mean, anything. I mean, guys play up and down in the lineup, you know, anywhere in the lineup, and that's just something you can't teach that, or you can't put that together any better way than I think we have. I mean, that's, you talk to the guys around the league, and you know, they talk about depth, and I think it's our most important part of our team.
What is coach doing, or maybe guys in the locker room, to really help that transition? Like you said, there is no transition. You just make it an effortless thing. What's going on in here that maybe doesn't happen in other places?
I just think it's the guys in the room. There's no changes. There's no getting to the guy who has had his business as usual. I'm trying to make it as calm as it can be, and you know, because it's a big time atmosphere. You don't want to get guys in, you know, because it's pressure, and you don't want to get more into a guy's head that's coming in, and that's something we've done really good job of, just kind of keeping the status quo for our guys, especially when they come into the game, and just make it feel like just another game for us to go out and play the same way. Oh boy, two very similar teams, two teams that have defensemen that have to get up and play, good goaltenders, and big, strong physical forwards. I think that's, you got your work cut out for you for whoever you face. I think it should be a great game on Thursday, I think, at game seven. And we're excited to have the opportunity for either team.
I assume both those teams are probably as quick as the Knights, at least close.
Yeah, a lot of speed on both teams. A lot of speed there. Like I said, mimics our game a lot. A lot of defensemen on both sides, like, get up in the rush, just like ours do. And I think it's going to be, like I said, it's a very similar matchup. You know, both teams are both very good. Like I said, we'll be ready for either one.
Now, for the entire media scrum, and sorry, it was kind of probably a bit difficult to hear, but it will be posted on lvsportsnetwork.com. Ones with David Perron, Ryan Reeves, and Alex Tuck. So good luck to the Golden Knights. First game again this weekend already on Saturday. Yeah, and you know, I'm kind of anxious to watch game four, or not game four, on Thursday, game
one, 4 o'clock.
Yeah, but I'm saying game seven of Nashville, Winnipeg.
Well, yeah, that's going to determine who they play. So that's,
yeah. And congrats to the Capitals, though. First time for Ovechkin.
They finally got over that Pittsburgh curse, so to speak. Yeah.
Yeah. And who knows if Fleury will get a three-peat, though. Good for him, though, right?
It remains to be seen, yeah. But, I mean, you've still got Washington and Tampa Bay. That's going to be a pretty intense Eastern Conference Finals. We'll see how that one works out.
Yes. But who are your picks, and who is your pick to win the entire thing? You can always tweet me at Helen Yee Sports. We're going to head to a quick break. Now, when I get back, I have some WNBA news, and then some boxing, UFC, and the NBA talk of the day. LeBron James, King James, right? I'm surprised I'm not wearing his jersey. I think I need to buy a new one. But anyway,
give it a couple of months, you'll be buying a new one, I assure you.
Oh, that is true. That's what someone told me. But you're listening to Eyes on the Game.
Now back to Eyes on the Game with Helen Yee, the only female sports host in Las Vegas. Go online to HelenMYee.com and follow on Twitter at Helen Yee Sports on NBC Sports 920 The Game.
So the Las Vegas Aces, they won their exhibition game on Sunday, the same day that Golden Knights beat the Sharks in the series to move on to the Western Conference Finals. So congratulations, though, to our WNBA team, the Las Vegas Aces. They defeated China 98-63. They blew them out, pretty much. And Asia Wilson finished with 20.7 rebounds. Almost a double-double. But here, a few days before, I did get a chance to talk to Asia Wilson and Sequoia Holmes just about, obviously, the new team here in town, Las Vegas, and much, much more. So here's my interview with Asia Wilson. Helen Yee here, being joined by the beautiful and very talented Asia Wilson, number one draft pick. How does it feel to be here in Las Vegas? And you're 21 years old.
I am, yes. It's super exciting to be out here. Just a different change of scenery from the South, of course. But I'm super excited to be out here and taking it all in. I'm definitely happy.
Yeah. What's been your favorite thing about Las Vegas so far?
My favorite thing would just have to be just driving on the Strip and just seeing all the marquees and all the different things, like New York, and then you have the Bellagio fountains. So just seeing just everything, like everything is just it's amazing. It's crazy. So just to be here and just to be like, wow, I'm really living in Las Vegas is something special.
Yes. And what about playing for the Aces and their first year here in Las Vegas?
I think it's super duper exciting, especially going off in the Golden Knights and just how seeing how their fans have really helped them and boost them their season. I'm super excited to see how they're with us. So I'm just super excited just to see how everyone really comes together and the Aces really come together and just show people, you know, women's basketball is a pretty cool sport.
Absolutely. I happen to notice, because I do follow you on social media, you have a great personality, by the way, but a fan of yours, Blake Griffin, I saw you watch that video.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. That was the happiest day of my life. It was crazy because, you know, you're getting drafted. And everything's cool. You know, I thought, you know, it's be Coach Bill just saying, congratulations, like, welcome to the team. And I clicked play, and it was Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin is, like, my number one guy in the NBA. I love him so much. I cried when I met him. He probably thinks I'm a super fan. I'm really not, Blake. I just really admire you and your game. But, yeah, he was talking to me, and he's saying my name. And I was like, what? So I'm super duper excited. As you can see, like, I can remember, like, it was yesterday. Yeah. And hopefully I can find that video and someone can send it to me, because I'll watch it before every game.
And has he reached out to you after, or have you reached back?
He followed me on Twitter. Hey, that's a big step. And then he also just kind of tweeted at it again and just congratulating me and saying, you know, Las Vegas got a good one. So super duper excited to have kind of like a mini, like, weird friendship with Blake, but definitely something that I cherish.
So he's always been your favorite player?
Always, since, like, Oklahoma. Like, I know he's homeschooled. Like, it's kind of crazy how big of a fan I really am of Blake Griffin. I have his birthday saved. I sound like a crazy woman, but I'm really not.
And you're not, trust me. But since we are in the midst of the NBA playoffs, though, by the way, and with the Cavs playing tonight, what are your thoughts on kind of, you know, the playoffs so far? Do you have any predictions?
I mean, I love LeBron, so I'm Cavs all the way. I'm a huge LeBron James fan. I love the way that
get a high five.
Yes, of course. I love LeBron, the way he carries himself, just a great player that he is day in and day out. I love everything about him. And second to Blake. So I got the Cavs going all the way, no matter what.
It should be good. Cavs, Warriors, maybe.
Yeah, I could definitely see that because, you know, Steph Curry, he can shoot the lights out. So that should be a good matchup as well.
And for him to come back now. But you, on the other hand, all-time scoring leader for South Carolina. Now, did you know, though, they're making it, or they want to make a statue of you?
Yeah, I heard things about that. I heard Coach Staley even was, like, putting money towards it. So I heard all about that. I hope my biggest thing is, if they're going to do a statue, just please let me choose the pose that I would like to do, because I don't want anything crazy. I just want something very cute and ladylike.
How would you pose? Love it. And how does that make you feel, though? Like I mentioned before, 21 years old and possibly getting your own statue too.
It's definitely a blessing, and I mean, I love my state, and clearly they love me too. So just to have that honor and just have everyone just kind of come around and actually want it to happen, it's very, very beautiful. And just to show how great South Carolina really is, and I love that place from the bottom of my heart.
And I'm sure a lot of your fans from over there wouldn't mind traveling to Las Vegas to watch you play here, right?
Yeah, to watch me play, probably. Probably see them on the Strip. But, yeah, they would love all my South Carolina Gamecock Nation. Everyone, please come out and visit me, and we can have a lot of fun in Vegas.
Yes, absolutely. And lastly, what about playing under Coach Bill Laimbeer?
Yeah, it's exciting. I'm loving it every second of it. I love being a sponge to his knowledge of the game. His basketball IQ is out of this world. So just to be like a young player like me, a rookie, really taking it all in of his knowledge, I'm super duper excited for him to just teach me the game and me to kind of learn off of him. I mean, I went from a great Coach Daly to now Coach Bill, so definitely excited just to take it all in.
Yeah, and what are your expectations for your rookie season?
Yeah, I mean, I just want to go out there and be the best teammate and player that I can be in any type of way. And that's my goal right now.
Do you feel like there's a lot of pressure because all eyes are on you?
Not necessarily. I think people kind of understand that we're a team that's still building, and especially now since we're in a new coaching staff, new city, new franchise. So it's a book that we're all waiting to write ourselves, and that's something special. So I don't think we really have any pressure.
Very well said. And any words for the Las Vegas fans?
Guys, come out and support the Aces. We will not let you guys down. Let's go. Let's get the season started.
And they certainly did not let Las Vegas down. Like I said, they crushed China, their national team, on Sunday. So that same day, so I interviewed them during the media day. Yeah, 2 days before, I flew in, went to their interview, and I also spoke to Sequoia Holmes. So here's my interview with Sequoia. Helen Yee here, being joined by Sequoia Holmes. Now, congratulations, born and raised here in Las Vegas. How did you feel when you got the call?
I was shocked, honestly, but super excited now that I kind of settled in and just got to let it sink in that I get to be home and play in front of my friends and family and all the home fans. So it's exciting.
Yeah, and because this will be your fourth season, and so now you're kind of like a veteran on the team. There's quite a few rookies. Mm-hmm. So what advice, you know, have you been giving them?
I think at all times just play your hardest, you know, go your hardest, and just stick to what you do well. You know, don't try to do anything outside of what they brought you in here for. You know, if you shoot, shoot. If you defend, defend. If you're a great rebounder, do that all consistently.
And were you kind of surprised, though, when, you know, Vegas, like, it is a ever-growing sports town now with the Golden Knights, yeah. The Aces, the Raiders are coming, and you have a smile on your face.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I'm, like, super excited because as a kid, I found myself, you know, I always had a favorite player. So Kobe was my favorite player, so I went for the Lakers. But if I always had a home team to root for, that would have been my team. And I'm telling everybody now, like, I'm a Raiders fan. By default or whatever, it doesn't matter. I'm a Raiders fan, 100%. And I'm a Golden Knights fan. I'm a Las Vegas Lights fan. I'm just a fan of any team that we have because I didn't have that when I was younger. Obviously, I had the Running Rebels. But to have one in the professional arena is just like, I'm going for every team.
No, yeah. I'm on the same boat, born and raised here too. Nice. Yeah. And what about like your coaches, you know, at Mojave? Are there still, you know, do you still keep in touch with them?
I do. I talk with my high school coach quite a bit. She's actually now teaching at Cheyenne High School, so I talk to her. And even some of the staff there in Mojave, I work alongside with them. I'm there at the school about 3 times a week because I have an AAU team that I help train over there, so it's cool.
What about your parents? What was their reaction when they found out you'd be staying home and were getting a WNBA team?
Well, they were probably more excited than I was, just so they don't have to travel and they can come and watch the games, and my extended family, aunts, uncles, and all those, everybody can come and finally see the product that they know I've been doing all this whole time. Like, what she's been working on, she's always overseas, so be able to come and see it, you know, firsthand is super exciting for them too.
And what are you looking forward to most in this season for the Aces?
I'm just looking forward to putting on a good show. Good show for the fans, going out there and fighting hard every night. And, you know, just being here and representing the city. Yeah.
And lastly, do you have any favorite memories of, you know, just growing up here in Las Vegas?
Favorite memories will probably be, like, I fish a lot with my dad, so I go out to Lake Mead and also go to Mount Charleston. So I'm kind of an outdoorsy type of girl, which a lot of people don't really get to see that part of the valley, you know, the mountains or the lake. They're just like, it's all casino. So, yeah, those are kind of my favorite.
How is fishing at Lake Mead? Because I've been there, but I've never fished there.
It's hot. You kind of got to find the honey holes, but it's cool. But yeah.
There's a lot of fish.
Yeah, you can find them. Yeah.
Well, congratulations on your continued success. You. And we're all looking forward to watching you play.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Yes, yeah, so make sure you stay tuned, Las Vegas Aces. We will have updates, articles, and interviews all up on lvsportsnetwork.com. And let's not forget, I mean, shout out to the local high schools. you know, being a former high school swimmer, state champ swimmer, 10 years ago already. It's already been a decade. Crazy. I just spoke to my old swim coach last night. I was like, hey, regionals this weekend, I'll be there. Or it's on Friday. Yeah. Regional finals Friday. So I'll be there. And I will be covering some high school swimming and high school baseball and whatnot. So, because I get messages about that too. So do not worry. Okay. I will try to be as many places as I can. But on Friday, the Las Vegas Lights, yes, I know we're getting all these professional teams at once, which is a great thing. Okay, the Las Vegas Lights, they're playing on Friday, May 11th, 6 p.m., even though this game is not at Cashman Field. They're actually playing at Colorado Springs Switchbacks, so against them. But good luck to the Las Vegas Lights on Friday. And they don't return to Cashman Field until Saturday, May 19th, and that's against the Real Monarchs. And also, we have 51s games. Shout out to the 51s. They're on this station, too. And I think, oh, it's not today. It's the Thursday thing, which I can't advertise unless they're all 21, right? Yeah.
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
The dollar promotion?
Yeah, you could say beer. It's okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, no four-year-old's going to go running up and try to get a beer at Cashman, I assure you.
Okay. Hey, you never Jesus know, right? Christ. Okay, I have to say it's been a long morning, you know. I've had better mornings than the one I had today, so let me just put it that way. No, you don't want to know what happened this morning. But anyway, we're going to head to a quick break. When I get back, I will be talking some boxing, UFC 224 big fight card coming up this weekend, and then the LeBron James greatest basketball player alive, question mark. I think current time, but you can always tweet me at Helen Yee Sports. And I know that debate will probably never end forever, right? It'll be ongoing. So, I mean, we got time for that, tons of time. And according to my social media account, a lot of time, because I can't, like, I have not even read through all of the messages, and I've gotten them since Saturday. So I'm going to head to a quick break. And you can always tweet me at Helen Yee Sports. You're listening to Eyes on the Game.
Now back to Eyes on the Game with Helen Yee, the only female sports host in Las Vegas. Go online to HelenMYee.com and follow on Twitter at Helen Yee Sports on NBC Sports 920 The Game.
So one of my favorite boxers to watch currently, Lomachenko, he fights this weekend. He fights Linares, so that should be a good fight. Yes, I'll be watching it. It's taking place at Madison Square Garden. So Saturday, May 12th. Man, I mean, Lomachenko, he's, I think right now, number one pound for pound best. And don't start tweeting me right now, and because I'm still trying to, like I said, go over all the LeBron James tweets on, oh, the greatest ever. So don't start saying, oh, Helen, you said Lomachenko is the greatest ever. No, I'm just saying he's the greatest right now. And I think he is the best. I think he will win this weekend. And my prediction is I'm going to go with 10th round TKO. So, yeah, that's my prediction for that fight. But another big fight this weekend, UFC 224, that is going down in Brazil, in Rio de Janeiro. And it's being headlined by Amanda Nunes, current women's bantamweight champion, and Raquel Pennington. Co-main event is a middleweight bout between Jacare Souza and Kelvin Gastelum. And then the fan favorite, Mackenzie Dern, for the women's strawweight division, her and Amanda Bobby Cooper. And then bantamweight, John Lineker and Brian Keller. And then middleweight, Vitor Belfort and Lyoto Machida. So those are for the main card on pay-per-view. And if you haven't seen it, but UFC, they did sign a deal to work with ESPN. So congratulations to them. And basically, they reached an agreement for media rights and distribution. So if you want more info on that, I mean, it's kind of been on Twitter everywhere and on UFC's media site. So, but this weekend, Amanda Nunes, Raquel Pennington, and for Amanda, I mean, right now she's currently riding a 6-fight win streak. She just beat Valentina Shevchenko in a split decision, UFC 215, back in September. And then before that, she was the one that beat Ronda Rousey, beat Miesha Tate, beat Valentina again, Sarah McMahon, Shayna Baszler. Her recent loss, her only recent loss, that was almost 4 years ago, September 2014, against Kat Zingano. But, I mean, we've seen Zingano kind of hit some rough patches. She's going on a 3-fight skid right now. But so Amanda and Raquel, I think, oh my gosh, Bobby is laughing. But I think it'll be a good fight, you know, and I think Amanda wins it. Even though Raquel right now, she just beat Miesha Tate by unanimous decision. She's on a 4-fight win streak. But, you know, I think Amanda Nunes, I believe this is her time. She's focused. She has heavy hands. I mean, we saw what she did to Ronda. And I know a lot of you guys are going to say, well, Ronda, you know, coached by Edmund, whatever, not a great boxer. But Amanda Nunes, man, that girl, like, I think she's well-rounded. Let's not forget, she's a black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, brown belt in judo. And again, she has heavy hands. So I'm going with her. I'm going to say she either stops Raquel early or it's going to go to decision and Amanda will win. So yeah, that's my pick. And then in the co-main event, the middleweight between Kelvin and Jacare Souza, I'm going with, Kelvin Gastelum again. I mean, I feel this is, in a way, kind of like the turning of the tide. And we're seeing a lot of the younger generation or kind of the next generation of fighters like the Max Holloways, like the Brian Ortegas, kind of come up, like the Rose Namajunas. And, you know, Kelvin Gastelum, I believe he's only 25 or no, 26. But so very young. I mean, his biggest problem is it was basically just his weight cut. But I know Chris Weidman did submit him. But, I mean, he's only like 5'9", so he is a shorter, a bit smaller middleweight. Yeah, he's stocky. But then after he did knock out Bisping in the first round back in November, got performance of the night. So that should be a good one. And let's not forget, he sopped Tim Kennedy too, who was a bigger guy. And he did beat Vitor Belfort. So, I mean, Chris Weidman, that's a former middleweight champion. That's a guy who beat Anderson Silva, arguably the greatest of all time. Not once, but twice. You know, so Kelvin, bright future. I'm looking forward to that fight this weekend. And again, I think he's going to win. And I think Mackenzie Dern's going to win, John Lineker and Lyoto Machida. So good card this weekend going down. And like I said, so there's boxing on one hand, there's MMA on the other hand, and I'll be watching both. So, yeah, I'm excited. But before I close out the show. I can't believe it's already been almost an hour. There's just so much going on, which gets me super excited. And I'm so happy about all these sports that are here and how well the Golden Knights are doing, which, by the way, Golden Knights coverage all on lvsportsnetwork.com. So that's why I haven't been able to really talk about the LeBron situation. But don't worry, I will be making a video about that, as well as an article. I'll respond to you on social media again once I get a chance to do that. I've just kind of been running around. So when I do get a chance, though, because there's quite a few comments I wanted to touch up, and I want, if I had time, I would have wanted to.
Well, you got about 3 minutes. What the hell? Hit one or two.
Okay, because I wanted to kind of talk about, well, some of the comments and, you know, and also basically, so the tweet that kind of drove people, I don't know, a bit angry, expressive, if you want to put it like that.
Butthurt is the term you're looking for.
Okay, Bobby said that, not me. All I tweeted was, quote, just because LeBron doesn't have as many rings as Kobe or Jordan doesn't mean anything, for real. I'm sick of that being the only reason people can't accept how great of a player LeBron James is. Now, let me explain what I meant before everyone starts screaming and yelling like Bobby just mentioned. I basically said, okay, so we saw him shoot that buzzer beater. So after yesterday, and see, you can tell I'm already getting heated talking about this, and I don't even know why. All I did was read the tweet that I said. Okay, so yesterday, they swept the Raptors. They got their brooms out, swept them. See ya. Sorry, Raptors. Join the Pacers, okay? And I'm not saying here that, oh, we're going to beat the Celtics, even though Celtics did lose, okay?
You're damn right you ain't saying it.
Huh?
Says you're damn right you ain't saying
okay,
it.
Okay, during that time, me and Bobby, there will need to be quite a few dividers in between us.
No,
in this
I don't
studio.
Take it half as serious as you do, dear.
You know, this is all fun, right?
Well, yeah, yeah.
Here's
that's why
the beauty
I don't take
of
it
sports,
seriously.
Though. Just... Even though we debate, and because someone on my Twitter was like, oh, Helen, you know, don't get sick over this. No, you don't understand. I didn't mean the term sick literally. I meant annoyed. But at the end of the day, the beauty of sports is everyone has their own opinion. But for me, at least, at the end of the day, it's nothing but just love. You know, you can disagree with me as long as you can back it up, just like I'll back it up. And yeah, I may have not talked about LeBron James for 60 minutes and backed it up yet.
Thank you, Jesus.
But again, yeah, because I don't want Bobby to put those earplugs in yet. But I will back it up. Again, I'll post a video. I'll write the articles. I'll respond to you on social media next week. This is an ongoing discussion.
Tell me about it.
And next week, I mean, I'll be talking about this all throughout playoffs, but got to show the Golden Knights love first, you know? Vegas hometown team, hometown heroes, essentially, even though I like how they do the heroes of the game. Got to give them shout-outs. Every time they do that, I tear up, really.
Aww.
Yeah. But... So is LeBron the greatest player? So I write that tweet. People are like, oh, how can you say that? Oh, it's Jordan. Someone was like, oh, besides Jordan having more rings, championships, Jordan was a better scorer. Jordan accomplished over 32,000 pints in 11 seasons.
Points.
First off, though, if you're going to write to me, okay, and you don't want me to define words or call you out, like, please grammar check. Because that's how someone blocked me, because I said sick also means annoyed. And then he was like blocked and then said something about me in a bikini. But it's okay. It's all love here. And I got so much love and support, and I'm so grateful.
You take these a-holes far too seriously.
You know, this is all fun, right?
I know, but some of these people on here.
Yeah, but I mean, but my point of that tweet is that people need to realize how great LeBron is. Yeah. He may have, you know, a little ways to go before reaching Jordan or one day becoming the Jordan or whatnot. But let's not forget different times, different eras. I do think he's better than Kobe, and I'll explain that too. Trust me, okay? But I wasn't saying that, oh, they can't accept how great of a player LeBron James is. Somehow people twisted that and said, oh, I'm saying he's the greatest of all time. But no, but if your sole argument on why LeBron is not that great because of the rings and going to the finals 8 times, like, I don't even want to read your comment. But again, this will be further discussed next week. You can always catch my videos and footage or tweet me at Helen E Sports, lvsportsnetwork.com. I'll talk to you next Tuesday.